The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
All this week on the show, we're focusing on the housing crisis, and today we're looking at the second-hand home market here. Our chief reporter, Barry White, is with me now. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Bidding wars have become the norm now, especially in Dublin.
Yeah, especially in Dublin on the second-hand home market. And look, it's nothing new. It especially happened during the Celtic Tiger years. However, it's just as bad now, if not worse. And yeah, especially in Dublin, where demand is higher. And the capital is where I'm focusing on, Pat. Estate agents don't put up asking prices anymore. They put up guide prices. And I'll give you some examples of what I've come across recently. A two-bed house on Clogher Road in Crumlin, Dublin, was listed for €375,000. And after a few weeks, it went sale agreed for €550,000. That's a 47% increase, and 125k above what the advertised sale price was. While another two-bed house on the Galtymore Road in Drimna, Pat, was listed for 345k, it sold for €521,000. Wow. That's a 51% increase and €176,000 above its guide price. Well, just a few days ago, a two-bed on the Kilworth Road in Drimna, which was on the market for 375k, sold for 482k. That's €107,000 above the asking price. And Pat, this house was also sold at the end of 2013. And I found photos of the house from when it was sold 11 years ago. And I've spoken to someone who bid in the house back then. And they told me not a tap of work was done on this property. And that two-bed house actually sold for €161,000 in 2013. So this house has increased in value by 200% or €319,000 in just 11 years. And I could give you many, many more examples, Pat, many more similar examples than I've just given you. But they're just some of the most extreme ones. Now, I've been speaking to people who have experienced this recently. Kate Deegan and Kieran Hines are both currently trying to buy a home with their partners in Dublin.
I think as a young person in Ireland today, you think that actually saving for the mortgage is the hard part because of the cost of everything and, you know, trying to put so much money aside every month. And then you get your mortgage approval and then you enter the actual stage of looking for a house and you kind of realise that this is where it really gets serious and it really gets difficult. So we were looking for a couple of months and it was very quickly apparent to us that some of the areas that we lived in currently with our mum and dads were going to be very, very expensive and we were going to have to look elsewhere. And then when we were looking elsewhere, that the asking price was not the price you were going to pay for the home.
How much of a difference were you seeing between asking prices and sale prices?
Yeah, some of the houses were going for 40, 50, sometimes even 60 grand over asking. One house in particular started at 375 and ended up closing at 460, which was a huge jump, completely out of our price range. So although you were looking at houses that you thought were in your price range, by the time they actually went sale agreed, they were close to 60 grand over asking.
And what did you make of the bidding process?
I definitely think there's a need for more transparency there. I mean, you can feel like almost sometimes maybe real estate agents are putting the prices up and they're telling you there's all of a sudden a new bidder and that new bidder goes up an astronomical amount like 20 grand, which was one of our experiences when the previous bids had maybe been 1 or 2 grand. So that can feel very, very, it can be quite frustrating that there isn't that transparency into who you're bidding against.
Did you ever see any homes, second-hand homes, selling for their asking price?
No, never. No, I haven't come across any property now that has gone for the asking price.
A lot tougher than I expected, to be quite honest. I suppose initially when you start the process, you think you'll find somewhere fairly quickly or, you know, within a set period of time. But as things started to go on, we've kind of realised that as things go on, I'm just finding it harder and harder to believe we'll have somewhere to find.
What's it like on the viewings?
Yeah, it's quite hectic, to be very honest with you. I mean, we viewed a place out in D11 and I'd say there must have been about 40 people arrive on the first viewing.
When you're bidding on places, have you found that asking prices just don't seem to exist anymore?
They mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. What it seems to me and from my experience is you're seeing a lot go up at a very low asking price, and let's be real, I don't think anyone in this market believes it will sell for that price. But what it does encourage is a bidding war to start, and where that can end up is anywhere, but probably in our experience maybe 40 to 60k as a rough estimate. above the asking price.
Did you expect that, that when you were bidding on houses that you'd be looking at going 40, 50, 60k above the asking price?
Absolutely not.
And that's Kieran Hines, and before that, Kate Deegan. Now, Barry, did you look for extreme examples, or is this typical?
Well, Pat, I've actually looked into this, and I've looked at the asking prices and the final sale prices for 1,800 properties across Dublin that were sold in the last few months. Now, I've found that over a third sold for €50,000 or more above their asking price, 18% sold for €75,000 or more over asking, 10% went for 100k or more, while 3% sold for 150,000 or more over asking. So it's quite the norm now, Pat, as you heard people saying there. There's no such thing as asking prices anymore, or nothing sells for the asking price. But I also find, Pat, is that there is a demand for turnkey homes and higher energy rated homes. Your kind of do-your-uppers, they don't have as much demand, but the turnkey homes especially, that's where the bidding wars come in. I've also looked at the areas, Pat, and there's certain more areas that are in more demand. So, for example, I looked at over 100 properties in Dublin 12. So that's Crumlin, Drimna, Kimmage, Walkinstown. And the average sale price there was €55,000 above asking, while 12% of properties in D12 sold for €100,000 above asking. And another area where houses seem to be highly sought after is D24. So that's Tallaght, City West, Fir House, etc. And the average increase there is 13% above asking. And Pat, I've been speaking to Patricia Lanny, who is currently trying to sell her home in Tallaght. And she says estate agents have told her she could get close to €100,000 more than the asking price they advertise her house for.
So we have a three-bed semi, which is just attached to one house. We bought it for £255,000, and we had it valued with a couple of estate agents in, and they said they could put it on the market at £365,000, but that was kind of a low amount to be putting on, and that they could sell it for well into the 400s. And they said it really just depended on what the people that were bidding were willing to offer.
So were estate agents, do you think they're almost telling you to lower the asking price to create a bidding war?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we had a couple of different estate agents in, and they were saying, oh yeah, we'll put it on at this price, but we can get you way more than that. Like,
were you surprised that estate agents were telling you that, look, put up a price of X amount, a lower amount, and we will basically create a bidding war?
Yeah, because I actually thought when they come in to value the house, because it's an old house, it needs, you know, you'd really need to renovate the whole thing. I thought they were going to come in and say, oh, listen, you'll get, you know, 250, that's it, or whatever, to even 300,000. And we had like four or five different ones in. And I kind of said to one, it's not worth that. And he was like, well, you'll get the money. That's what the housing market is at the moment. I was actually taken aback a bit.
So a house that you bought for €250,000 5 years ago could realistically be bought now for €450,000 5 years later?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, yeah. Like, I've been looking up the price property register at different houses in the area just to see. Some of them are terraced houses and they're going for crazy money.
And even though your house isn't officially up for sale yet, you've already had people approaching you saying they're interested.
I've had a neighbour message me saying, we heard that you'll possibly be selling your house because you got a divorce and my friend's interested. She's been looking at it from the outside. She thinks she can do loads with it. They think they can do loads with it, which is, so it's obviously a couple. I actually had people knocked at the door and they said, we'd like to buy your house. There was like four or five of them. Do you know what I mean? So this is what's happening. Like, it's just,
it almost shows how desperate people are.
I was actually shocked. I couldn't believe it. Like, when I was getting the message, my friends are interested in your house, I was like, what is going on?
Now, Barry, lots of accusations that agents are pushing up the prices and kind of fake auctions and all the rat. What are the auctioneers themselves saying?
Well, estate agents deny that they're pushing up prices, Pat, and they also say the practice of ghost bidding, where an agent pretends to be a genuine bidder to push up the price, that's one of the many concerns we just heard from potential buyers that I spoke to there. However, estate agents say that this simply doesn't happen, and they say they're closely monitored by the Property Services Regulatory Authority and are regulated and audited regularly. Well, they also say the bidding wars are currently being driven by participants and not them. And I've been speaking to John Kennedy and Shane O'Callaghan from Casey Kennedy Estate Agents, and David Brock from Brock the Lap Estate Agents.
It's a very emotional time that if you lose out on a property, of course, you're going to be, you know, frustrated. You've put a lot of effort in. You've put your heart and, you know, into actually getting a property. And when you get outbid or whatever, of course, they're going to be upset and disappointed.
We're heavily regulated in terms of any property. We have to record all bids on the CRM systems that we're using. Obviously, the likes of Daft and MyOM have online tools now, so it's very, very transparent and open, and people can see what's happening. They can see the amount of other bidders and they can see what's going on. So I think it's pretty transparent as it is.
There was a kind of a view, you know, that there was like phantom bids or ghost bids or kind of agents putting bids, whatever. But that is not the case. Like, we've never, ever in our company ever put in a fake bid. And the regulator now is very, very strict. So if anybody believes that there was any sort of, they have the right to complain to the actual regulator, they will then examine the actual log of all bids.
John, you have a lot of data here regarding how many second-hand homes are available. 756 homes been available in South Dublin. That seems very low.
Yeah, it is. It is low. So you can see here now at the moment, there's only 5 1-bed beds available.
And that's the whole of South Dublin?
Yeah, yeah.
How much is demand outweighing supply then at the minute, would you say?
In terms of numbers turning up at viewings, it's just absolutely crazy. So properties maybe we would have considered more difficult to sell 10 years ago are now attracting queues of 20 people down the road on a Saturday morning.
We operate in Dublin 8 within the canal ring, where there isn't a lot of properties in the first place. And at the moment, the amount of stock we're listing is about 50% of the normal level it would be at this time of year. There'd be multiple interested parties putting in bids for any given property at the moment. I mean, we'd have a lot of people at the first viewing, you know, between 10 and 20. And then, you know, we could have about 5 bidders for any given property at any given time.
Is bidding wars the norm now?
At the moment, people are bidding and there's no way to separate people. You know, you've just got to let them bid. And if you want to call it a bidding war, yeah, I guess that's what's going on.
When you put up a house at an asking price or a guide price, as it seems to be called now, by how much are these houses selling over the guide price?
Oh, between 10 and 25%.
Is that the norm?
At the moment it is. It's just hard to control the level of interest, you know, and like our job is to drive interest as well. So, you know, we want a lot of people interested in buying property, obviously.
For those who say that estate agents are creating bidding wars, is that the case?
Well, you need participants to create anything. So, you know, we find if we put up a price that's too high, we don't have any interest. And then we drop the price, we have loads of interest, and often the price will then go beyond what we would have originally listed at.
Do estate agents put up lower guide prices to create more interest then? Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes you have to. Like, you do it to create interest in a property, and you do need to appeal to a market. So that would be part of it. But you'd want to get it as, you know, within reason, as tight as possible to what you'd expect to achieve.
I've seen some properties that you've put up selling for 40% above asking, maybe even more, maybe close to 50% above asking.
Yeah, we were very surprised at those results. We didn't expect the properties to go for that much. And we probably needed to adjust our list prices to catch up with the market.
And they're supposed to be the experts. So there, what do they know? Anyway, Barry, is it all about supply? You know, if you've got a supply and demand, fewer houses, higher prices.
Well, Pat, I was on to Joanne Geary from myhomes.ie, and she says 3,200 second-hand properties are for sale in Dublin at the minute. That's for a city with a population of just over 1.5 million. And I'll give you an example, Pat. In 2013, there were almost 5,000 second-hand homes available for sale in Dublin. However, the population of the capital has grown by almost 250,000 since then. So there, it is really all about supply here. There is just a severe lack.
You've got a video of Joanne you're going to put up on.
Yeah, we have a video of Joanne Geary and with videos of other estate agents I've spoke to, and we'll have a video up online in our social media channels.
Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.